Here in the United States, President Bush has been breaking fundraising records in his quest for re-election. This week we learned that as of the end of September, Mr. Bush's campaign has raised nearly $84 million, which is much more than all the Democratic candidates combined. It puts President Bush on track to meet his goal of $170 million by next winter, and he does not have an opponent in any primary. Now, what this means is that at the end of the primary season next March, the Democrats will have spent most of their money fighting each other and will not be able to replenish their coffers until after the August conventions. But the president's campaign hopes to have $125 million in the bank. It's an awful lot of money. What will they do with it? To try and find out, we turn to Scott Reed, a Republican strategist who managed Bob Dole's campaign in 1996. Mr. Reed, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Television ads are expensive. But, I mean, how expensive are they? And what is this money, in your judgment, probably earmarked for?
Well, this money is going to give Bush and his campaign a huge tactical advantage over whoever the Democrats ultimately nominate because, one, there will be about 60 days right after March when the Democrat really has to unify his party and begin to try to pivot from having run a primary campaign to a general election campaign. And during that time, Bush, with this $100-plus million cash on hand, will be able to really go out and set the terms of the debate about the upcoming election. And he'll be able to do that through paid advertising in all the targeted states, and it will give them a huge, huge advantage. And secondarily, by having all that cash on hand, the press is going to be 100% focused on the imbalance, how Bush has 100-plus and the Democrats have 2 or 3 million tops. And so that is the critical time because that's really when this campaign it will be set up, and it's March and April. Then it'll go into the lull of the summer before you get to the national party conventions in late July and August. So that's really a time where Bush will be able to set it up his way, talk about issues he wants to talk about, and really paint the Democrat into whatever corner he needs to paint him in based on how he came through that nominating process.
Democrats arguably will have to be raising money while the president is simply spending it.
They'll be raising money, and if they have gone through the nominating, the FEC process where they've told the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, that they're going to operate under the spending limits, they may be up close to their limits. I mean, the first candidate that really has to focus on this is Dean, because he is outraising all the Democrats, and he's going to have to make a decision this the end of this fall on, am I going to go for the matching funds from the FEC, or am I going to blow the limits like Bush did and just go for it? And that's really the first big question mark that'll come up here on how the Democrats are going to attempt to run their campaign next spring.
Does the edge in money give the president an advantage and the president's people an advantage in, let's say, having a get-out-the-vote campaign like the unions have?
Well, the one thing that I think the Bush campaign is doing smart in addition to raising money this year is they're organizing. And they're organizing this upcoming campaign with the entire party structure in a way that has never been done before, down to the block captains, putting together Team Bush, as they would call it, Bush Cheney around the country. But they're also going out and registering voters. And so as opposed to sitting back on their laurels and high-fiving each other about how they've raised all this money, they're actually out working the organization as the Democrats are out fighting this president. So these organizational efforts will tail right into what they're going to do with the paid media, and it'll get them all set up for their Get Out the Vote program next year, which will probably be, in the Republican Party, the most aggressive Get Out the Vote program, because this country is split 50-50. It still is, even though we've gone through some elections since the 2000 election. Everybody knows this is going to be a very close election, and so turning out your base of the party, of your party, is going to be important, and I believe that's what they're focused on.
Mr. Reed, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Scott Reed, a Republican strategist who managed Bob Dole's presidential campaign in 1996.
And lost 21 states.